When you jerks hear this, it's going to be Wednesday, and that means it's New Comic Day and time for the answer of the week. The Two-Headed Nerd is back reading your answers to the question of the week. Joe Patrick, what do we ask these jerks this week? I keep calling them jerks. What do we ask our lovely listeners this week?
This week's question was, in honor of Angeler's transition to the Marvel Universe, what comic book character would you like to see switch universes?
Start us off on the Facebook. What are they saying?
I'm starting us off on the Twitter, because the Twitter's already open.
Start us off on the Twitter, just like I said.
Yeah. Sean McDonald writes in saying he wants the whole of the DCU to switch to Image. Permanently.
Not a terrible answer.
Nod Hero writes in with Silver Surfer over to Marvel, or rather, Silver Surfer from Marvel over to DC, so he can show Darkseid what real power cosmic is.
Oh, damn.
A throwdown. Andrew Merzak says he'd like to see Jay Lee's Hellshock inserted into Marvel's Razor Line imprint, which was the imprint that Clive Barker had in the 90s.
Yeah, like, so he wants the Razor Line imprint back.
Yes. And he says, finally, at long last. It had books like Hyperkind, yeah. And
what's the one? There's one I was thinking. It was like a weird circus.
Saints Angel or
To the Internet!
Hokum and Hex.
Hokum and Hex is the one I was thinking of.
There was some kind of weird supernatural one. But the one that I remember looking at on the stands at the Walmart in Shenandoah, Iowa was Hyperkind. I think Ecto Kid was
Ecto
one of
Kid,
those.
Hokum and Hex, Hyperkind, and Saint Sinner.
Saint Sinner, yeah. Yep, Hellshock would fit right in.
Ecto Kid, written first by
James Robinson. That's right.
And
Steve
then later,
Scroggie, I think, did the art.
By one of the Wachowski brothers, Lana Wachowski, who was then Larry Wachowski, penciled by Steve Scroggie.
Yeah.
Who we both love.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Sorry, I'm in the mic.
Brian DuPont says he'd like to see the Age of Apocalypse / Exiles version of Sabretooth replacing the Marvel 616. Sabretooth, he's cuddlier in the dark alternate universe than the one we're stuck with.
And they almost did it.
He showed
up in X-Force again, and there he was, and like had the chance to go with Nightcrawler back to regular Earth and didn't.
Yeah, it's true. I do love that version of Sabretooth. He's way more interesting than the one we have.
I totally love him, and that was a perfect way to bring him back, too, but they didn't. They brought back like the other one, and it was just sort of like, ha-ha! I'm back from hell.
Yeah, I didn't even bother reading it because it was a sequel to that awful Jeff Loeb story where they revealed that Wolverine and Sabretooth were descended from magical dogmen or something.
Cave dogmen.
Cave dogmen from before time.
Or dog cavemen.
A concept so stupid that in the sequel, Jeff Loeb essentially just had a character say, "You didn't believe that bullshit, did you?"
Yeah, Ron Mills is like, "Yeah, I was screwing with you the whole time."
Yeah, pretty awful. Michael Robertson says, I'd like to see all of the turtles in the X-Men. I think they'd have something to add to the mutants.
Well, that would be a mess. I'll give you that. But yes, I would read it.
They'd be persecuted.
I would read it.
They would introduce the joys of pizza and sewer surfing.
They could bump into the Morlocks.
To Xavier's school.
Totally.
Ooh, yeah, maybe they'd live down with the Morlocks.
They bump into the Morlocks.
That's pretty rad.
Dudes, you guys are ugly.
Our old pal, John Sullivan, welcome aboard, John, says he'd like to see Thor in the DC universe. They do have a really crappy version of Thor that I remember reading about.
Who is it?
Pre-crisis. He's Thor. He's mythological. Well, no, this version was like a crazy guy that was brainwashed to thinking he was Thor, and he fought the All-Star Squadron.
Oh.
Yeah, I had that book as a kid, and I remember thinking back then, not as cool as the Marvel Thor.
And there's no effectively, there is no DC Thor.
I mean, he's there in the same sense that the Greek gods are there, you know, dealing with Wonder Woman. In the New 52, who knows? But
yeah,
like they had all the pantheons there in the same way that Marvel has,
yeah, I suppose,
multiple pantheons. Aaron Myers said he already had his dream universe swap when they brought Hulk to the DCU so he could kick Batman's ass in the the gigantic treasury-sized Incredible Hulk versus Batman from the early 80s or late 70s.
Okay.
Now he wants them to bring Batman into the Marvel universe so he can return the favor and kick the Hulk's ass.
Beat the shit out of the Hulk?
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I don't know.
Lee Quintard says, I would love to see the Doctor help the Avengers stop a Dalek invasion. it never occurred to me that to have the Doctor cross over with any superhero universe.
Now, if he's going to cross over with somebody, shouldn't he cross over with, like, Rip Hunter?
No way.
Shouldn't the Doctor and Rip Hunter?
I get it.
Rip Hunter is a Time Lord. I mean, essentially.
No.
He's Rip Hunter, Time Listen, Master.
You don't know anything about Doctor Who.
Yeah, but isn't Rip Hunter, like, DC's Doctor Who?
No.
He's
no,
not? Who no. is DC's Doctor Who?
DC. Listen.
Metron?
That's probably a close estimate, but no.
Okay.
The Doctor is a wonderful, unique adventurer. Rip Hunter is boring compared to the Doctor.
I like Rip Hunter.
He's fine, but compared to the Doctor, boring.
I'm going to tell Rip Hunter you said that.
That's fine. You do that.
All right.
But once Lee said it out loud, I actually love the idea of the Doctor meeting...
Booster Gold.
Sure.
Huh? That would be funny.
Why are you looking for, like, an equivalent?
I don't know. I just don't see it with the Avengers. But I could see it with, like, the Doctor.
The cool thing about the Doctor is he is, like, you don't pair him with other time travelers, really. I mean, sometimes you do. But the cool thing is seeing the Doctor, who is always the smartest guy in the room, show up in these situations where everyone else is in over their head.
Right.
And he's the one that knows what to do and what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want a bunch of guys there that are all like, it's okay, time travel.
Like Scott Bakula in Quantum
Leap. Like Scott Bakula in Quantum Leap.
All right.
Bob Osland writes in saying the Watcher should swap over to DC. I can just picture him sitting back in his reclining chair with his beer in one hand and his mega remote in the other saying, screw this, I want to watch something different. Man.
Nicely done. Harsh. Nicely done, Robert.
Here's a unique one from Brian Domingos. Well, first off, he says Invincible would fit nicely in the Marvel Universe, which...
He could be their Superboy.
Is definitely a good fit. I mean, in fact, he's shown up in the Marvel Universe back when Kirkman was writing for them. But if you look at Invincible,
did that count?
I mean, it counted for Invincible, but they don't really show Spider-Man.
And of course, I mean, did that count in quotes? Not like
yeah, no, I know what you mean. Like,
yeah. Does that quote count?
If you look at Invincible, it's really much closer to a DC analog than a Marvel analog.
Yeah, he's Superboy.
Because you've got a Superman, you've got a Green Lantern, yeah. You've got an Aquaman, you've got a Question or a Rorschach, depending on how you look at it.
Is
you've
Tech
got a
Jacket
Batman.
Still around?
Tech Jacket's in there, yeah.
I like Tech Jacket.
But yeah, cool. The analogs are, the ones that are definitely obvious analogs are much closer to DC than they are to Marvel. Though it really is much more Marvel-esque in tone.
I think it's Robert Kirkman writing DC the way he wishes it would be done. Mm. And it's more of a Marvel style.
Sure, sure. Adriano Ariganello writes in saying...
Is that a welcome aboard?
No.
Okay.
You don't remember me butchering his name the last 10 times?
Maybe you just butchered it differently.
Differently every time, right. Says the current Cyclops would have a brain explosion if he switched universes. The most crap, quote unquote, mutants and the like get in the DCU is that one of them can talk to fish.
One of them can talk to fish. Is that what that was?
There are mutants, quote unquote, in the DC universe. No, there are some that they refer to as mutants, but not in the same way as Marvel's handled. And there's definitely no like. Racial allegory or persecution.
No, nobody seems to really care.
It would really be like a nice vacation for Cyclops, I think.
Yeah, no doubt.
Our buddy John from Burnt Wiener says, put Oracle in anything, just as long as she returns somewhere. Invincible, BBRD, Fantastic Four. He doesn't care.
I would like Oracle the BBRD.
I totally agree, John.
Yeah.
John Zimmerman, which might be a welcome aboard. But we also have a James Zimmerman.
Let's welcome John just in case. Welcome aboard.
We're going to welcome both of them in their time. John Zimmerman says, I think Batman in the Marvel U would be great, but I specifically want to see him team up with Spider-Man, the amazing version, not the superior version. I want to see him and Peter Parker dealing with dead parent issues. I want them to tweak each other's gear and work together to get home. I want the Joker to follow him over and team up with Osborn to create a combination of Joker and Goblin serums that create jacked up laughing goblin goons that terrorize New York City.
Whoa, man, I would read the hell out of this.
He's really thought this through.
I would totally read this.
He came back later for a follow-up, which I'll read now. The more I think about the Spidey-Bat crossover...
Wait, start it with this. Ooh. The more I think about it.
Yeah. The more I think about it, the more I want it. In the Marvel U, Bats wouldn't have his resources and would need to use the labs, or even better, imagine Peter introducing him to Tony Stark and the dynamics that would bring up. Or say Bats tags along with on an Avengers mission. and gets into a pissing match with Cap about strategy.
Ooh.
He could work with Daredevil to solve a mystery while Peter feels left out.
Oh my God.
As the two serious guys work. The dynamic with Spidey as his sidekick, but also showing him the ropes of the Marvel U just presents so many possibilities.
Oh.
12-issue mini, Bendis and Bagley, let's do it.
Booyah.
That is probably the most well thought out answer we've ever received.
Wow. Not to mention the coolest. I would read the shit out of that.
John, I should tell you that there was a great at the time, I remember it fondly, but a great crossover in the 90s, back before Marvel and DC decided to butt heads. They did a lot of intercompany crossovers, and one of them is a Spider-Man-Batman crossover.
Yeah, that was fun.
Drawn by Mark Bagley.
Yeah, that was fun.
Because he was drawing Amazing Spider-Man at the time. I don't remember who wrote it. J.M. DeMatteis, I think, maybe. But it is Joker teaming up with Carnage.
Which is unfortunate.
But it's like super dark and creepy and a lot of fun. I remember it being really, really fun. Definitely seek that out. You should be able to find it in back issue bins. It's not...
J.M. DeMatteis and Mark Bagley.
Yep. It didn't really set the world on fire in terms DeMatteis, of sales.
Depending on how you want to say it.
It's DeMatteis. You say it the correct way.
DeMatteis.
But yeah, check that out. It's a little bit of what you mean. I think yours sounds better, frankly.
Absolutely. Because that one turned out to be kind of a piece of crap, as I recall.
Nathan Bradford wants to see Tiny Titans versus the X-Babies.
That's fun.
Adorable.
As long as they all die.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Victor Von Zoom says, okay, Manhattan Projects has the Monolith, right? Yes.
Sure.
Machine Man was born from the Monolith.
True.
Let's make it happen, DC. Let's make it happen, Disney.
Didn't Adam Warlock have something to do with the Monolith, too?
No. Machine Man first appeared in the 2001 A Space Odyssey comic.
Right. Back before they told Jack Kirby what the movie was about.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But I don't know if that is still
like,
in...
Okay. It starts at the dawn of time. And Jack went, don't tell me anymore.
I've got it.
You know,
like... I don't know if that origin is still in continuity, Victor, but I like where your head's at. Camarillo Brio writes in with Casanova to DC.
I thought we were going with Camarillo Brillo.
It is Camarillo Brillo, but I think Camarillo Brio.
Oh no, we decided
we're
going with Camarillo Brio.
Yeah.
All right.
He wants Casanova over to DC to destroy all alternate continuities. All alternate continuities. I think he means the one we have now.
Fair enough.
James Zimmerman, not to be confused with John Zimmerman, welcome aboard, James. Says he wants a Captain America story from World War II where he joins the JSA.
Oh,
this would give the team the leader they have always needed.
Oh,
I would argue that they have had plenty of fine leaders, but I like where your head's at. Plus, think of Clark Kent reading about Cap in the war as a kid.
Oh man,
Bane's Venom would be made with bits of the Super Soldier Serum.
What?
So on and so on.
What?
Because he'd be part of the.
It works.
Yeah,
it totally works.
Plus. Bucky Dick Grayson crossover. Winter Soldier, not necessarily Winter Soldier, but Bucky and Robin.
You know what?
Radical.
Screw that. Winter Soldier, Nightwing.
He says that would be sweet plus 10.
That would be pretty cool.
Which is a wonderful.
It'd be interesting because you've got Dick Grayson raised by Batman, who is all the things that Batman never could be. He's like happy and enjoys what he does and like doing the right thing for the sake of doing it. And the Winter Soldier, raised by the greatest guy in the world.
Except he wasn't.
Profoundly fucked up.
Yeah, you know? That's the thing is that the Winter Soldier would see Nightwing as everything he could have been if he had grown up working with Cap and matured
versa.
To adulthood.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Man, I like you. You guys, nailing it.
Dear Warner Brothers, my name is Matt Baum. And my friends have some good ideas on how to fix your crappy comic book company.
Lee Quintard jumped back in saying, like many Marvel nerds, Batman is my one DC guy, so I'm all about him jumping the border. Batman in the Marvel Universe would be rad. Aura McWilliams, our long-term friend and life companion, says, it seems to me...
Word up, OMAC.
Sometimes it works okay for both universes, like Blue Beetle, Question, etc. However, sometimes it works like Stormwatch in the New 52, effectively ruining the concept.
I'm going to get to that later.
I don't think I want any characters I actually like to jump universes, but he does want to remind us. He says, remember Access from the Marvel DC crossovers? Yes.
Oh, DC Marvel Access.
Yes, there was a character back when it was all the rage to do these crossovers. There was a miniseries called Marvel vs. DC. It led to the Amalgam Universe. We all remember it fondly.
Amalgam.
Access was a character created for those stories that could swap universes at will. And later on, they did a miniseries just about him.
We'll never forget, dude, walking into the comic shop. I just love Amalgam comics, man. You guys got any Amalgam? I'm a huge Amalgam fan.
It's true. I loved that stuff so much that I actually came up with the idea late teens.
Here we go. Put on your seatbelts, nerds. Here it comes.
I had an idea for an Access ongoing series that would be co-owned by Marvel and DC, and he would like bounce around.
Oh, listen to you. It's co-owned.
Well, this was back when people were playing nice.
And they all live happily ever after.
Well, yeah. This was... Listen, I know different things now.
Not no more, buddy. Let's go to the voicemail.
Hold up. We got a couple more. Last two.
Okay.
Our buddy Micah writes in saying...
Welcome aboard, Micah. We've never read any Micah stuff.
Yeah, I think he's written in... Yeah, I think he wrote in a...
Right, welcome back, Micah.
Micah, we always love having you.
Yeah.
The new gods could move to the Malibu universe, and then I would never have to see them again. I love the new gods.
They've been misused.
I understand they're not for everybody. And finally, Chaz Barnett says, I wouldn't mind seeing Ghost Rider rolling on a rampage through Gotham City, drawn to Arkham like a magnet, penance stares all around.
Yeah, man. There to murder awesome. Everybody. Like, Batman, you screwed up. I'm taking all these people to hell.
Oh, man. That is a good answer. Great responses, guys.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah,
stuff.
Really well thought out stuff this time around, as opposed to every other week.
Yeah, normally just you guys are really dropping the
just
ball.
Just kidding,
on this
just
one.
Kidding.
To the voicemail, where our buddy Shonix, and that's XXX because he's filthy, from the Pull List podcast.
Also signed in.
Also,
which I am listening to
podcast,
right now.
Both of which, totally great. Check them out, Pull List and signed in. Here's what he had to say.
This is Shonix from the Pull List podcast plug. Signed in podcast plug. Hey, just wanted to say the one superhero I would love to leave its universe and go to whatever universe, probably the Avatar universe or maybe even Riverdale, would be Wolverine. He's out of the Marvel U. Yeah. Terrible. Love the show, guys. Keep up the great work. Well, Matt, keep up the great work. Because you need to. Joe, you're spot on all the time. Love you guys. Peace.
The first time I heard that, I was like, yeah, screw you, Joe Patrick. Wait a minute.
Yeah, in your face, Mom.
What did he say?
In your face.
But he wants Wolverine out of there.
He's not a fan. Oh. He's not a fan.
Fair enough. He's an angry young man, though.
He's older than both of us, I think.
Sean is?
Yeah.
God, he looks great.
He's older than me, at least.
Now let's check in with our Dungeon Master for his weekly call, Jared Tavitas. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy. Two-headed nerds. This is Jared, and I'm sorry. But I'm too ripped to even answer your question. That's false. I've been thinking about it. Here it is. It's a perfect fit. Let's take the cast from 1997's Wildstorm / Homage Studios series Desperados, the Weird Wild Western. Let's take those three cast members, put them in the sixth gun. It's the perfect fit.
Brilliant. That is a wonderful answer.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great answer, actually. Desperados was...
Like Jeff Marriott.
John Cassidy got his start there, I think.
Yeah, one of the first things I ever saw him do.
Right?
I think it's Jeff Marriott.
Oh, Jeff Marriott wrote it all. Yeah, he wrote all of them. Worked with different artists. But Desperados was a ton of fun.
See, I never read it, but it I've heard great things about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, really fun. Very much in the vein of Six Gun.
Yeah.
A little awesome. More sort of like undead type stuff, but very much in that same vein. Not as much occult stuff.
Sure.
But yeah, good answer. And finally, our buddy Tim Flieger checked in and said this.
Hi, this is Tim Nebraska calling in with the answer of the week. A bit tipsy, and it's goddamn Batman. All right. Goodbye.
Straight to the point. Doesn't say where he wants him to go. Doesn't say anything else, but just Batman. This That's may my
not
answer.
Have, this may not have even been an answer to this week's question.
Could have been answering something else. I don't know. But I like it. Joe Patrick, who would you like to see jump universe?
My first thing that popped into my head was I'd love to see Wally West show up in the Marvel Universe because obviously DC doesn't have any use for him.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Like they could just say, just have him materialize in the Marvel Universe as though he like escaped the crumbling of the old DCU and farted into
He's like,
the
I did
Marvel
it.
Universe.
I'm okay. I'm alive.
Wait a minute.
Where am I?
What strange world have I arrived in?
I'm Tony Stark. Who the hell are you?
Yeah.
You know, or whatever.
Oh, like, man.
Yeah, not bad.
That would be great.
And really, I mean, like, how many speedsters does Marvel have running around? It's like Quicksilver and...
Quicksilver.
Yeah.
There are others, I'm sure, but Quicksilver...
Like, Marvel speedsters, go!
Quicksilver. Mokari.
Wow.
From the Eternals.
Yes, this is true. Wow.
Super Saber.
Super Saber. I was going to say Super
From
Sabre.
From Freedom Force.
Super Sabre. Forgot about him. Right? It's tough.
It's Speed tough. Demon.
Forgot about Speed Demon.
From the Sinister Syndicate.
Okay. This is hard.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
So off the top of my head,
there's
without
like
really
a
thinking
thousand
about it.
Of them in the DC universe.
Well, yeah, because they're all a family.
Yeah.
I think, though, that Wally West, essentially, when done right, is Peter Parker. I mean, he's a young guy.
Yeah, yeah.
With a relationship. Like, the book is more about his relationships and his complicated past with his dead uncle. I mean, he really is Peter Parker.
Peter Parker.
And I think...
I never really thought of it, but yeah, you're absolutely right.
When he's done well.
Right.
And I think that he would be a great fit for the Marvel Universe, which... kind of built its name on the personal lives of its characters.
Sure.
So
I'm going to cheat a little bit.
Do it.
I'm going to cheat a little bit, and I'm going to take somebody out of the universe that they're currently in and put them back in their own universe. I would like to see everything Wildstorm removed from DC and put back in Wildstorm because it just doesn't work. You know what's worse than having an analog that's almost exactly like the character is having that analog in the same universe with them. Having a Superman and Batman analog with Apollo and the Midnighter in the DC universe where Superman and Batman already exist is dumb.
It is pretty dumb.
It's dumb.
But really, Wildstorm doesn't have a whole lot of analogs.
I agree, but I would argue none of it works there. None of it works
there. But there's no reason why it shouldn't work. It's just that they've been very poorly handled.
Maybe it's poor execution, but I just get them out of there. Let's go back to Wildstorm U where they can do whatever they want with them. And just have fun with it, man.
Here's what I hate.
You gain nothing by combining the Wildstorm U with the DCU. You gain nothing.
Well, that's not true. You gain the potential to have these characters interacting with what should be DC's rich history.
I guess.
Which they have flushed down the toilet. But here's what I hate. It's we've brought Team 7 back. Hooray. We've taken out half of Team 7 and inserted DC characters that do not make any sense here.
Right. Not just don't make any sense, but almost nobody cares about
them. Like super sexy Amanda Waller.
Yeah.
Black Canary before she was Black Canary.
It's just
and
dumb.
Deathstroke.
Right. Totally dumb.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need it. Team 7 was fun by itself.
And there's no reason why they couldn't have just maintained Team 7 like that, too. Like,
yes.
Look, it was these guys.
Right.
They were older, and it was these guys. Deal with it, you know? And maybe they're still involved with Amanda Waller now, who is younger and probably was not part of the Vietnam War and crap like that, where they came out of. The thing with Team 7 is, like, their life was artificially extended by whatever they did to them. Sort of like Captain America's, it all kind of went bad.
Right.
Went wrong, you know? There's no reason to fart Steve Trainor in there and crap, you know?
The problem is DC can't resist tweaking them in some way. It's like, we've got Grifter in the DC universe, but it's like Grifter from Ground Zero, you know, he's starting from scratch and he's
dumb.
Not the badass, totally wicked mercenary you remember him as. Oh, except for a year later when we decide he was part of Team 7 all along.
Yeah.
He really was that
just
badass.
Dumb. That's my answer. I don't care if it's cheating. Take them out, put them back where they belong.
Cheating.
Let them have their own universe. Thanks again for all your answers, nerds. We'll have a new question going up this Thursday or Friday. And of course, you will have up until next Tuesday afternoon to answer it. And you know what?
More Skype calls.
Yeah, the Skype calls are great. We want to hear what you guys sound like.
Listen,
Cameron Brillo, give us a call. I'm calling you out.
To be fair, he tried. It looks like he wasn't able to leave a message.
Try again. Brian DuPont, I'm calling you out. Call us, buddy. Come on. And everybody else, you're all invited.
You're all invited.
I'm just calling those guys.
We want voicemails. We want so many voicemails, more than we can handle.
But we will be back next week with another Answer of the Week. Thanks again for sticking with us. Tune in again next week right here, THN.com, for another Answer of the Week.